as we celebrate National FFA Week, joined by Christy Tonneson, and Christy serves as the Rugby High School agriculture educator as well as FFA advisor. And Christy, thanks so much for talking with me today. Let's jump back a few years to when you started your FFA career, and what really, what was your first exposure to the organization?
I first started as a seventh grader, and, you know, just like everybody else in my school, we took the class as a seventh grader. I always knew I wanted to be an FFA because of my brother. My brother was super successful in FFA with his SAE and different proficiency awards that he won. So I kind of saw the things that he had done and knew that I wanted to be a part of it. And then so I joined as a seventh grader and continued, took every class I possibly could in high school. And then when I graduated, I ran for North Dakota State FFA office, and I was elected as a region vice president. So I spent a year serving the state organization from 2011 to 2012.
And Christy, so, you know, just knowing you and your background, I know that you grew up with agriculture. And so what was different about what you did in FFA? What different experiences did you have that were off the beaten path from growing up on a farm?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up on a traditional cow-calf operation, beef cattle operation in north central North Dakota. But actually, as part of my supervised agriculture experience, my brother and I both got started in showing dairy cattle, which was something that our immediate family wasn't used to, or we didn't grow up with that. But it was something that we kind of decided to get into rather than showing beef cattle, just to do something different and give us some different learning opportunities that maybe we wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So both of us showed and raised registered Brown Swiss dairy cows and dairy heifers. And then since we didn't milk as a family, we had them out on shares with a family friend. So then he got the milk check off of them, and then we got to raise heifer calves off of them and keep showing them for years to come. So yeah, I grew up with production agriculture, but it still gave me the opportunity to do something that I completely was not used to at all.
So let's, on that note, Christy, I know you were still very heavily involved with the dairy industry while you were in college and serving as, you know, a state FFA officer. And so tell me a little bit more about how you grew on those experiences and opportunities throughout your college career as well.
In high school, I was a member of a state winning and national competing dairy cattle judging team. And that experience definitely helped in college because I got the opportunity to judge at the collegiate level as well. So it gave me a really cool opportunity to compete against really good judges across the entire state, across North Dakota, but also across the country as well. And I got to travel and see some different places. But aside from the judging and the competitive atmosphere of it, it gave me good connections when I got to college. And I started working as a student laborer at the NDSU research facility. So I got to work with the herd manager as well, but I got to have some pretty cool coworkers and enjoyed my experiences at the barn there. And then, you know, showed dairy in Little Eye and just advocated for the industry that needs it in this day and age.
And so while you were in college, Christy, why did you decide to pursue a degree, you know, in agriculture education? And I know, too, when we talk about FFA, a lot of people go back to their advisors and just the people that helped them along the way as well. So I'm sure they had a big influence as well on your future career path.
Absolutely. I grew up small family farm, but my mom was a teacher. She teaches elementary. And I actually didn't start out in my college career in education. I started out in the medical field, and although I really enjoyed that and I enjoyed my classes leading up to that degree, being an ag teacher was always in the back of my mind. I think everybody kind of expected it out of me eventually. My ag teacher, Mr. Jeff Hagel, he taught for almost 40 years, and he was absolutely the most influential person in my ag ed career. He really pushed all of his students to be the best that they could be and to find what makes them tick or to find their passion. And maybe it wasn't my initial thought when I graduated. It was definitely there, and he knew it was there. And so he really worked hard to make sure that we could pursue our dreams in whatever we wanted. So Mr. Hagel definitely is the person that made that possible for me, but also my mom and dad supporting me in that too. I remember telling my dad the day that I switched my major to ag ed, and he told me, he's like, well, I knew this was coming, but you have to do what you want to do. And so having that support from my parents definitely meant a lot too. And knowing that I'd be working for the industry that I was raised in.
You're still involved with the FFA organization today in a couple different ways, but primarily by, trying to mentor the next generation of students and agriculturalists, with your work at Rugby High School. So tell me a little bit about how your first few years of being an FFA advisor and ag ed instructor has gone, and what has really stuck out?
It's been really rewarding. I've enjoyed getting to know kids on a different level than a regular ed teacher gets. I travel thousands of miles with these kids, and I'm working with them before school and after school for practices. And so I get to develop a more a different relationship, I guess, than other teachers get to. But it's fun. You learn a lot about the kids, and they feel comfortable coming to you with things that, you know, maybe they wouldn't go to another teacher with because they spend so much time with us. And I've been an FFA advisor for, this is my fourth year now, and seeing kids come in as an eighth grader and kind of scared or maybe not thinking that there's anything in the FFA for them, I've probably enjoyed most seeing that mindset change and seeing what a kid can do coming from the eighth grade to their senior year and the awards that they win and the people that they meet and the experiences that they get to have through FFA that they might not have thought were possible for them. Probably the most outstanding or the most rewarding part was when I was teaching in Wishick. I actually had a national qualifying ag sales team, and they finished 7th in the nation. And one of the coolest parts about that team was one of the students that was on the state winning team. She grew up in town, and in fact, she hated ag class and she hated FFA when she first started. But she was the type of kid where she just needed to find something that worked for her. And I kind of guided her towards ag sales a little bit. And she really took off. She really found something that she loved, and she practiced and she studied and she worked hard, and she fit right in with those production ag kids. And she was a member of that state winning team when she didn't even think FFA was something that had anything for her in it. So that was probably the most rewarding. And then to see those kids go on to a national competition, and they finished 7th in the nation. So to see them compete against the best of the best across the nation in one of the most competitive FFA events, that was really rewarding, and I'm proud of what those kids were able to accomplish.
So Christy, whether it's a student of your own or somebody listening to this, what advice do you have for FFA members and past FFA members, maybe who are trying to still find their place in this world or decide on a career? What advice do you have to offer, and what did you learn by being a part of the FFA?
I learned mainly that there's something in it for everybody. Whether you grew up on a farm or you're the child of a doctor or a lawyer, there's something in the organization for you. Whether you're trying to work on your public speaking skills or analytical thinking and problem-solving skills, they're all employable skills that any kid needs to work in a future career, whether it's that career is agriculturally related or not. There's still something in the organization that you can learn and something that you can get out of it. You learn how to manage your money and manage your time, you get that competitive spirit. You are becoming a problem solver and a critical thinker, and you're able to work as a team or work individually. There's so many opportunities for growth from a student standpoint that truly it doesn't matter what event you try, there's something in it for everybody. And I think that's probably what I try to stress to my kids, my students the most, is the fact that it doesn't matter if you want to go into a career in agriculture or not. I mean, obviously, I want to see the kids do that, but I know it's not for everybody. And so I try to tell my kids that there's something in it for everybody, and you can find something that you're passionate about.
And so, Christy, to wrap up our conversation here, I know not only have you given back to the organization by, being an advisor to these students, but as well, you've been involved with some of the alumni activities as well in the state of North Dakota. So anything else you'd like to share from that vantage point?
Yeah, I serve as the North Dakota FFA Foundation Treasurer, and then I'm an Alumni Association member. So in that role, I'm kind of working a little bit more on the administrative side of those organizations, especially the foundation. And I serve on the board of directors there. So it's fun to work with our director and our assistant director on that to secure donations and sponsorship and things like that from our donors in the agriculture industry. And so those two individuals, our director and assistant director, they do an incredible job of building relationships with industry donors. But what I get to do as one of the board members is kind of direct where that money goes. And so it's giving back to the organization. It's giving back to the kids so that they can do things, so that they can go on trips or that they have a college scholarship or a production scholarship, something where they can use the money to give them a kickstart in this industry or give them an opportunity they might not get otherwise. So I definitely enjoy that experience and encourage anybody who wants to give back to the organization, whether they're a past member or they just know a good story from the FFA, to reach out to the foundation. And those people are there to make sure your money goes where you want it to and that it'll benefit the future of the North Dakota FFA.
Well, again, Christy Tonneson, Rugby High School agriculture educator as well as FFA advisor, thanks so much for sharing your FFA memories and experiences with us.
Yes, thank you.